And welcome to our special on the British general elections. The polls are closed and exit results coming up. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Polls closed 15 minutes ago here in London as British voters took part in what is an historic election, whichever side wins. The race is now on for the 659 seats in Britain's House of Commons. A total of 3,717 candidates were on today's slate, representing 13 political parties. It's early yet, but the BBC exit polls are out, so we go now live to the BBC's political correspondent, Philippa Thomas, at our Westminster studios. Philippa, what are the exit polls saying?
Very dramatic. The BBC's exit poll is suggesting a Labour majority of well over 100. The figures it's giving is 47% for Labour, 29% for Tory, 18% for the Lib Dems. That's a lead of 18%.
How accurate are they?
Well, we have to say it's a snapshot, not a definitive forecast. Figures could change through the night. It is in no way proving the figures. It's not proving that there is going to be a Labour majority in that way. But given those figures, it's very hard to see how Labour could lose tonight.
So those are the exit polls. When are we likely to see the first official results?
The first results will start trickling in about an hour from now, and I think we then get a burst of them a couple of hours later. So we'll have a clear idea, I think, of who will form the next British government in 4 to 5 hours' time.
Philippa Thomas in Westminster, thank you very much.